Man, I love Sundays. Carol and the Foster Heats go to church, and we stay here and watch football.
Yeah, and Daddy cooks for us. I love it Sunday breakfast.
All right, everybody, breakfast is ready. Okay, we got cupcakes for JT, ho-hos for Al, and three Twinkies and a moon pie for my growing boy.
Thanks, Daddy. You're much better cook than Carol.
Yeah, she never lets us eat this good stuff.
Oh, no, they're back early.
Breakfast is over.
Oh!
Ah, JT, clean that up. And so, as we've seen from this PBS special, the Renaissance is really a good thing.
Oh, you're back from church.
Yes, and once again, my prayers have not been answered. They're still here.
I'm gonna go change.
Yeah, me too.
I may slip into a sportier bow tie myself.
Well, honey, you're home early.
Yeah, well, we decided not to stop and get something to eat. Did you guys have breakfast?
Oh, yeah, big, healthy breakfast. You know, most important meal of the day. How was church?
Very enlightening. The sermon was all about how God punished this man, Ananias, for lying.
Exactly how did he punish him?
Struck him dead. All right, kids, why don't you get your breakfast out of the couch? We're having company for lunch.
Oh, honey, who's coming?
The new minister and his wife. I invited him over for a barbecue.
Are you kidding? Come on.
Ugh, a minister here? That's like having a spy from God in the house.
Honey, could I see you in the kitchen for a minute?
See, he doesn't want a minister in here either.
Yeah, I will handle this, guys. Carol, I'm not going to be comfortable with a minister in the house.
Well, why not? What's the big deal?
Well, look, it doesn't have anything to do with religion. I mean, I believe in God. It's just that ministers are so boring. That last guy was so dull, there were people actually stretched out in the pews. The place looked like a bus station.
Well, this new minister is different. He's funny, he's smart, he makes church interesting. That's why I want you to meet him early. Think you're going to like him.
This is important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a nice thing to do.
Okay, sure. We should have him over. Geez, now I gotta go clean the garage, see if I can find my Bible.
Come on in, guys. Make yourselves at home.
Yeah, can I offer you guys some refreshments?
I'd kill for some sparkling water.
Make that too, Codeman.
Can do, buds. So, may I ask how you heard about Cody's Custom Cycle Service? Was it my Yellow Page ad or the poster I put up at Captain Winky Dog's?
No.
Neither. Our buddy Headcase told us about you.
Oh, word of mouth.
Loving that.
Okay, you dudes chill out here. I'm gonna go upstairs and get my parts catalog.
Okay.
I think it's in my cousin's room. You know, he likes to check out the biker babes and their accessories.
Nice place.
Yeah. Usually I prefer that French country, but this American traditional look has a certain rustic charm. You think this border is hand-stenciled or applique? Huh.
Ooh. Let me get this for you.
I love what you've done with this kitchen.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Slasher.
I'm Deaf.
Okay.
We're friends of Cody?
Yeah.
Oh, friends of Cody, of course.
Hey, here we go, bud. I see you met Carol, huh?
Is she your beloved?
No, I'm his uncle's beloved.
Oh.
Well, come on, Slasher. Let's go see what we need for our bikes.
Oh, Carol, now don't you go anywhere, because you've got to give me the name of your decorator.
All right, cheese, spice, buns. Okay, all right, guys, I'm gonna lay down some ground rules now. Number one, lose the attitudes. And number two, while the good reverend's here, there'll be no spitting, no swearing, and most important of all, no picking things from parts of your body.
I'm really looking forward to talking with the Reverend.
Me too. I love a spirited theological debate.
Who cares about that? I just want to suck up to him so he'll write me a good college recommendation.
Everybody, I want to introduce the Fielders. I think you know my kids from church, and this is my husband, Frank.
How do you do? Got my Bible right here. I always like to read it when I barbecue. Been in the family for years.
Property of Sea and Sand Motel.
My parents picked it up on their honeymoon and then handed it down to me, you know, firstborn son and all.
That's quite a tradition, passing down a hot Bible.
These are my children. This is Al, JT, and Brendan.
Oh, hi.
And this is our son, Michael.
Hi.
And this is Frank's nephew, Cody.
Wow, look at that knucklehead.
Oh, I see you've already met Cody.
No, I mean a motorcycle. Knuckleheads were bikes they made in the 40s. Well, I rode one of these all through seminary.
Wow, a holy man and a hoghead. Awesome combo.
Listen, I saw your poster at Captain Winky Dog's. I've got an XR1000 that could use a tune-up.
Wow, yeah, hey, bring it on by. You know, I give a 10% discount to the clergy.
Pastor, I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed today's sermon. It was the most inspiring oratory I've heard since Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Let me guess, you need a college recommendation.
Would you mind?
Well, we don't know each other very well yet, but already I can tell you're a shameless suck-up. Would you like me to write that, or should we get to know each other better?
Why don't we get to know each other? Could I buy you lunch later this week? Maybe detail your car. Dana, could you help me in the kitchen? I'm busy. Dana, help me in the kitchen. Save me a place at the table next to the good reverend. Dana, do you like cigars? Dana, in the kitchen.
Excuse me, Reverend. I was leafing through the collected works of Martin Buber, and I was wondering if you'd care to comment on his interpretation of Leviticus.
Mark, I'm kind of off the clock, so why don't you bag the Buber and get me a root beer?
You got it, Padre.
Help yourself to some chips. Oh, should I say grace before I eat this?
Look, I know people can get a little uptight around a minister, but I'm just a regular guy. We can talk about regular stuff, like news or sports.
Well, hey, I like sports. You like the Packers?
Oh, is the Pope Catholic?
Told you there was going to be a quiz.
Maybe you and I could go to a game sometime.
Well, usually I have to work.
Oh, yeah, Sunday's probably your big day, huh?
As you can see, Frank has somewhat strayed from the flock.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that. I'm sure there are people who go to church a lot less than I do.
Like who, Frank? Atheists?
All right, maybe I don't take my kids to church often enough, but I've been meaning to change that.
Frank, it's okay. I didn't come here to drum up business.
No, I mean it. As a matter of fact, I was planning on going next Sunday.
Dad, no.
Now, JT, now, son, this is important, and next Sunday, the Lamberts are going to church.
Dad.
What?
The Packers are on TV next week.
Dad, it's the biggest game of the year.
Reverend, you're there every Sunday, right? Carol, why do I have to wear a suit?
Hey,
dang. I think you look very handsome.
Yeah, but why can't I just wear what I normally do when we go out fancy?
Oh, Frank, dressing up for church means more than putting on your good belt buckle.
Man, this bites.
Well, look at you. You look so cute.
Wow, you're wearing neckties.
And shoes.
I can't believe you made us dress like this and nobody died.
Well, I think you all look very nice. Okay, Fosters, you ride with me, and Lamberts, I will see you at the church.
You'll know it. It's the big building with the pointy roof across the street from the House of Donuts.
Dana.
Gotta lose this hairstyle.
Okay. I know we would all rather be watching a Packer game, but I made a promise to a minister, so let's make the best of it, okay?
It's okay, Dad. We're not crazy about dressing up, but we don't mind going to church.
You don't?
Nah, it's only one Sunday.
Yeah, we love going to church more than anything.
Yeah, whoa. Get back here. All right, give me the radios.
Bonehead.
Look, where are the kids?
Oh, honey, they ran across the street to the House of Donuts. Wouldn't want them to miss Sunday breakfast.
Come on, let's sit down. You sit over here and we'll sit over here.
Oh, okay.
Wow, this is a beautiful place, you know? The color in that stained glass kind of reminds me of this quaint little chapel in Bordeaux.
Oh, hey, Uncle Frank, Carol. How you guys doing?
You remember Slasher and Death?
I don't believe we've actually met, but thank goodness for those handy name tags.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, well, I told my bros that the Reverend was this awesome chopper freak, so they thought they'd come down and check out the church with me. Yeah, you know, if we like it, we're going to tell all our brothers, and who knows, next week it could look like a Grateful Dead concert.
Pikers for the big guy. Gotta love it. Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, sit down over there.
These seats taken? Oh, thank you.
Hey, Michael. Hey, JT, we need to talk to you. How would you like to watch the Packers game?
Oh, man, that'd be great. How are we going to do that if we're stuck here?
Easy. I've got a TV stashed up in the attic. Once the sermon starts, we'll sneak up there, okay?
Cool.
Oh, kids, listen. We're sitting right up front where the minister can see us, so pretend you want to be here, okay?
All right!
Frank, you're the man!
Thank you. That was very kind. I'd like to start by welcoming you all, especially the new faces. We have the Lambert family here. They were the ones who gave me that rousing welcome. And over here, we have Cody Lambert's friends, Slasher and Death.
Onward, Christian soldiers!
I'd like to begin by reading a passage from the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
What is it?
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Zone into the field for the entire first half. These Lambeau Field fans are growing a little easier now.
Hey, Michael, man, this is awesome. Whoa, whoa! Watch it. Make sure to walk on the beams. That other wood is really old.
Tightened up, keeping the Packer offense pinned in its own end of the field for the entire first half. Now let's see if they can capitalize on this field position. Green Bay has the ball on the 40-yard line.
Now this is what I call going to church.
We will now sing hymn 165 in your hymnal.
Amen.
wish we were up in the attic watching the game with JT. Yeah, me too. Just do what I do.
What is going on here?
Donut.
Yeah, right. Where's JT?
You don't know.
I can make you come here every Sunday.
He's up in the attic watching the game on TV.
I'd say next week, we find a couple babes and bring them up here for a little slobber hockey. JT, you are in big trouble.
Dad, I can explain.
Yeah, well, can you do it without using the word aliens?
No.
JT, I ask you for one little favor. Come and do this church thingy with me, and you can't sit still long enough to... Oh, are the Packers on the 10-yard line?
Yeah.
What's the score?
Nothing.
Oh, dear God, let the Packers score a touchdown.
Here comes the snap. He scrambles left. Let's go. He's got a blocker.
Yeah, yeah, go. Get out of here. Get out of here. JT, give me the ball.
It's a messenger from God. It looks just like Uncle Frank.
What's the score?
6-0, Packers. Carol, I feel like a complete jerk.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You're just trying to be a decent, responsible parent.
Yeah.
You just weren't very good at it.
I'll get it. No, I won't. Yeah, come in. It's open.
Hey, Frank. How you feeling?
Oh, okay, Reverend. Look, I didn't get a chance to apologize before the paramedics came. I'm really sorry. And first thing tomorrow morning, my crew will be down there to patch that hole. And from now on, I'm coming to church every Sunday.
Look, Frank.
No, I mean it. It's the least I could do.
Frank, I would love to have you come to church. But don't do it out of guilt. Do it because you want to.
Well, Carol was right. You do make church more fun. At least the part I saw. And I'd like to come more Sundays, but there's just one big problem.
Football?
I love football.
Why don't you do what I do? Tape the game.
Well, yeah, I know. I could do that, but it's not the same.
Gee, I think it's better. You can fast forward through the timeouts. You don't have to watch up with people at halftime. I think you're going to enjoy watching football this way. It's queued up to when you came through my ceiling.
Guess we could give it a shot, huh? Oh, yeah. Well, how about this? Me and the good Reverend watching a football game together. Can I get you a beer?
No, thanks.
No, of course not. You don't drink beer. Neither do I. Devil's brew never touches my lips.
Frank,
huh?
Shut up and watch the game.
Does go good with peanuts, though.